This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Hour number two here on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle. Just a couple of minutes away, there was more coaching news during that commercial break, which we will get to you in just a minute. College football corner in about 20 minutes as well. We have not had any time at all to talk about the Final Four coming up this weekend, and obviously the Peach Bowl on Friday night here in Atlanta between Oregon and Indiana. Thursday night, you got the Fiesta Bowl between Miami and Ole Miss. So we'll get into all that. And again, that's just what this week is. It's whether it's NBA trade rumors, who's going where, that coaching carousel, who's going where, who's staying. College football is the same thing. The portal's open, and it is full.
Yes, it is very full.
Never been fuller. Yeah. I forgot it's only one portal now. So
yeah, you know exactly.
I mean?
Yeah.
Just to get when,
how long is it open?
I'm not sure. Yeah. A couple weeks.
Yeah, but yeah, everybody's trying to get in where you damn fit in.
Is there
in.
Like a fire capacity or something like that? They're overcoded.
Get in where you fit in, man, and trying to, you know, get these all these quarterbacks and everything knocked down. Obviously, we know who the number one guy was, and he got the bread. That's why the tricky thing about the NIL and whatever and projections of what quarterbacks are going to make and how much is being offered to them, it's always less.
Probably.
We've learned that.
Right,
we've learned
it's
that.
It's just
over
like
the
with
years.
NFL contracts.
Yeah, it's $8 million. Oh, they're going to give him $8 million.
Yeah. Like there may be a potential for $8 million or something like that. That's an agent flexing, right?
Yeah.
But still a lot.
Hell yeah, it is.
Also, Texas Tech very quickly addressed their biggest issue.
Yes, they did.
They lost the playoff because their quarterback couldn't move the ball, and they went out and spent a bunch of money on the best quarterback in the portal.
They did.
There you go.
Good for them.
Good for them, and good for him.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. More importantly, good for him.
Doesn't live in Cincinnati anymore, and he's got a couple million dollars in his bank account.
Is Lubbock better than Tennessee? I mean, well, with all that money, yeah, I could make Lubbock better.
Good question. Yeah. Is Lubbock on its own better than Cincinnati? Probably not.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never been to either.
Never been to one. Okay. Yeah. I've been to Cincinnati. I never had a reason to go to Lubbock.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell is Lubbock?
It's like North Texas. Okay. You're up there.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, never had
it. It's kind of on its own.
Yeah. Seems like it, too, when you see the pan view of it.
Here it gets windy up there.
Yeah, man. I'm good. But, no, it's a position where it's if you get a good one, and he has 1 year left, and that seems to be the thing. Get a guy 1 year left, put him in there, and – because I don't think they have a great coach. I think they just got great players.
Yeah.
And
he might be like a great coach for what he's done, but I don't know that he's a great coach. I think he's a great high school coach, right? Like won a ton in Texas and all that.
You saw Gainesville coach resigned. I saw that.
I don't know really much about it. Obviously, I know Gainesville had all that stuff.
Yeah, no, because I didn't know either. And then, obviously Sam Crenshaw and his award he got yesterday. So I text Sam.
Yeah, shout out to Sam Crenshaw, like, Georgia Broadcaster of the Year.
I was like, congratulations, Sam.
And hell then, yeah. Along with Steve Holman as well. Co-broadcasters, I guess. I don't know.
And then he happened to text in the congrats, thank you and everything. Yeah, Gainesville football coach just quit. I was like, well, damn, I didn't know that. But thanks, Sam. Sam's always working.
Got the scoop.
Sam's always working, baby. Always working.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know. Because all that, whatever that went on with the whole playoff and the fight and all that other stuff. But, yeah, man, that's a hell of a job right there.
That's a
damn good job.
I don't know anything about the guy other than that stuff that happened, right? And that, and then the picture that I saw of him on Twitter resign, looks like a pretty intense fella.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, looks like he gets on that bench press from time to time.
like he's in there deadlifting.
Yeah, like he's in, exactly.
Like
he's in there trying to show
deadlift.
Him how to do it.
Oh my God, the coach deadlift is the funniest thing.
We'll get to a back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. Before we do any of that, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, the latest move in the NFL, Cliff Kingsbury has been fired by the Washington
Commanders.
Parted
ways, Andy.
Oh, they parted ways. So he's
mutually parted ways. He met with Dan.
Okay.
And Dan was like, hey.
You want to do this anymore?
You want to do this anymore?
Nah.
Nah. Yeah, okay. Basically what happened.
Sorry, I didn't want to. Yeah. I don't even mean to besmirch the good name of Cliff Kingsbury.
I know Cliff.
God, clearly.
cool-ass cat.
Seems like a nice guy.
Cool-ass cat.
He's no longer the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, which is pretty crazy because the quarterback was hurt for 75% of the season.
I mean, you really know how you blame him for that. I mean, you were talking about it off the air. It's like, your quarterback is hurt. Freaking Terry McLaurin. I mean.
Hurt.
They had
offensive line hurt.
Yeah, they had so many issues, so I don't understand what you expected from that. But, yeah, he's already. Dan Quinn, we mentioned yesterday that he's looking for a defensive coordinator. Now he's looking for an offensive coordinator. And now Cliff is one of those guys. No, I should say this. Is he one of those guys, if you're getting one of these open jobs, that you connect yourself with as the OC?
Yeah, I could see that.
You said, okay.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I think he's really well respected as far as that goes.
You would think so, yeah.
I don't know that anybody is really lining up as a head coach interview right now.
I thought I saw him having a head coach yet. Somebody put his name on the list as a possible guy that can go from, you know.
Okay.
Because they looked at it. From this standpoint here, that after what he did with Jaden,
yeah,
he was going to do it again this year. I'm going to put him on that list.
Yeah, and I think if he would have done it again this year, but who knows? Maybe, maybe he is. I know he's one of those confusing ones for me where it's like, there's been some pretty good moments.
Going back to when he got the head coaching job in Arizona, everybody was like, what?
Yeah, and then it didn't go great.
No.
Like, it went fine, better than what they're at right now.
The best thing that he had was that damn draft day picture.
Oh, yeah. No, the ultimate flex.
Yeah, the draft day pitch at the crib.
He's doing the draft at, like, the mansion on the beach.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
The desert.
Yeah. Oh, it was in the desert?
Yeah, yeah. That was
okay.
Yeah.
Well, either way, it looked really fun.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, he's out now. And Dan's going to be in the looking for a new OC. I'm assuming it's going to be possibly a head coach. Like, I can see Brian Daboll there. Obviously,
yeah.
I think Stefanski's going to get a job. I think he's going to get a job.
Head coach's job. He might get the Falcons job.
Exactly. I know they're set to interview him without a president who does the interview. This is what it is. They're interviewing people without the guy who's supposed to have final say.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Abe just told me something pretty interesting. I'm going to get this for you.
What?
The Falcons have reworked Kirk Cousins' deal.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Agree to modify the final 2 years of the quarterback's contract, setting the stage for a decision on his Atlanta future by the third day of the 2026 NFL league year, March 13th.
Not surprised by that at all.
So they buy themselves a little bit of time there.
Mm-hmm.
As a part of the restructure, there's now a vesting guarantee in the amount of $67.9 million for the 2027 season that vests on March 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Given the highly unlikely nature that the Falcons or any other team would acquire Cousins via trade prior to March 13th. No one wants to be on the hook for $68 million.
Right.
A decision on Cousins' future could come prior to that date.
Yeah. So he's getting released.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. But you got to try some stuff with it.
Yeah. Who did that?
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean,
who restructured it?
The only person that has experience in the front office with the Falcons, what's it called? The Mercedes, whatever group.
Yeah.
It's him. It's Rich McKay.
Oh, he's not named.
He's the only one. He's the only one that has
the ability.
This could be his first job. This could have been his first thing.
Because they don't have a general manager or a coach.
I know
the coach wouldn't do it.
Was there an assistant under Terry?
Well, Terry's got to have like a cap guy,
yeah,
right? Like,
right.
That's always the thing that I don't get is, okay, I know Raheem Morris got fired, and I know Terry Fontenot got fired, and I know Rich McKay got moved somewhere else.
Yes.
But what about all the other guys that work there?
They're working.
They all work.
Yeah, they're working. Yeah, they're out scouting and everything right now.
Their scouts are scouting.
Yeah, they're scouting and all those other people. But yeah, everybody's still – the building's got to be run.
Right.
You know, and somebody's got to send the emails out to agents and say, we want to interview your client.
And they also probably assume that at some point they're not going to work there either.
Yeah.
But they're still getting paid.
They're still getting paid.
On the 1st and the 15th.
You're still getting paid. So
you still show up.
Yeah, get your ass in there and work.
Job number one – on the docket for 2026 was to restructure Kirk Cousins' contract.
Yeah.
All right. I just like, all right.
I'm just saying.
Who did that? Somebody did it.
I think we know.
Maybe the guy who did it is the same guy who's conducting these interviews.
Because they got a cap guy who had to do those numbers.
I know there's a cap
like
guy.
But he don't got no permission to do that.
Well, somebody gave him
permission.
Now, there's the Falcons have a – Greg Beatles is like the CEO.
Yeah. So maybe Greg. Right. I know that Richard McCain would have probably did it or said approved it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway. The Falcons need to hire some people. Steve Wyche says they shouldn't have any problem doing that.
You've got Bijan Robinson. Tyler Allgeier's a free agent. Kyle Pitts is a free agent. Tough decisions to make. But otherwise, you're pretty good across the offensive line of scrimmage, skill position. They've got to figure out what to do at quarterback. Is Michael Penix going to be healthy to start the season? Do you let Kirko Chains go? He's got all that money coming. If so, who do you come in to possibly back up Michael Penix, who can't stay healthy? So those are the issues. But when I look at the other openings right now, Atlanta is the best one, Baldy, because it's also an immediately winnable division there in the NFC South.
Is it cool? I'm going to use Johnny Ory's. Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
They're the best of all of the between the Raiders and the Titans,
the Browns,
maybe the Giants. But okay.
So you're better than those guys.
All right, so you get an opportunity. He's right in the South. You got talent. I'm so sick of everybody saying this offensive line's good. I'm just tired. Okay, they're all right. Yeah, they all right. Okay,
I watched the game on Sunday.
The whole this offensive line's all right.
I know Chase Young's pretty good, but he's not that good.
Yeah, it's all right. All right, but okay. I mean.
Cool.
All right.
Cool. So let's assume that's true.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's assume that's true.
Well,
he also did have to add in the caveat that you play in the worst division in the history of mankind.
Yes.
So that's not really a compliment to you.
No.
That's just your circumstance, which, by the way, has been your circumstance for the last million years, and you still haven't won it. So,
Okay.
How good is it really? But if you're better than the other ones, then maybe that means you get the best guy available.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you're a great team by any stretch, but if you get the best guy available, then maybe you become a great team soon. Maybe that's what people are doing. I will say this. You don't have to argue about whether or not the Falcons situation is good or not.
Right.
You can if you want. Like, if you want to spend time on social media going back and forth with people.
Well, all the talent, they got B, they got this guy. They don't have a freaking quarterback.
They don't. Or a coach. Or a general manager. Okay. And they haven't been in the playoffs in 8 years.
Yes.
So, they do have some pretty good guys on the roster.
They do. I'm not taking away their talent.
Yeah, but all the other stuff is true, too.
Yes.
And all those guys were on the team last year when they couldn't win the worst division in football.
And they couldn't beat the worst team in football to get an opportunity to win the worst division in football.
That also is true. Yeah, they lost to the Jets.
Yes.
What else do we got?
I like this right here, too. Getting a fresh start somewhere would be dope.
Dope. Would be dope. Channeling his inner Rick Kamla on that one.
That would be dope.
That'd be dope.
Get out of here, man. Get your ass up.
Well, I'm sure he would like a fresh start somewhere else, and I think he's probably going to get one. I don't know if he's going to be the starter somewhere.
I don't know, but they got to find a way to get to that.
A whole lot of money.
Ain't nobody taking that money.
No.
Miami got the. But no, his contract's guaranteed this year.
Right.
Yeah. So
cut him, cap hit.
All that.
Very Russell Wilson-ish situation.
They're going to have to move on. I know Mike McDaniels, they're waiting for the new GM. He says that he's in on some of the interviews for the GM. All right. And obviously there are new interviews, because especially for the teams that are not in the playoffs. So the typical names, Lou Amarino, Steve Spagnuolo, Matt Nagy, Vance Joseph, guys that are usually in that hunt.
Here's a cool stat. Bo Nix tied Russell Wilson with 24 wins in his first two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crazy because Bo Nix replaced Russell Wilson in Denver.
Yes.
Kind of a weird little
Man.
Symmetry there.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that in a million years that Bo Nix would do something like that. But he's had a hell of a start to his career, no doubt. They're the number one seed in the AFC playoffs.
Yes.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner, get you caught up on everything that's going on over there as well. A lot of movement in the transfer portal, of course, and there's two very big football games later this week as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I love all that stuff. You start digging into
it's all in there.
The history of where these assistant coaches, play callers got their start, and then you go back further. It's like, well, he is Gary Kubiak's son.
Yeah.
Mike Shanahan worked with Mike Shanahan goes all the way back to, oh, he was working with Bill Walsh.
Yeah, man.
Like, it all goes back to
the same stuff. It's all the same stuff. Yep. And we could talk about the ties of certain places, certain quarterbacks, sure, and things like that. As we just got the Kirk Cousins stuff just came through, as far as the moving around and restructuring everything.
Yeah, with like a couple minutes to look at it and think more about it and read more about it. It's just an opportunity to still cut him if you want, mm-hmm, when the league year, before the league year on March 13th. We've done this before?
Yep.
Cut Kirk Cousins before the league year starts?
Yep.
Feels familiar.
That's why, you remember last week when I was like, I ain't buying nothing over
there.
Yeah,
I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe he'll just.
I didn't think they were going to give him $10 million.
No, I didn't either. But they did, and then he ended up playing for him this year. So, all right.
Exactly.
But yeah, it does move around money from next year's salary cap if they were going to want to re-sign their own guys before then. Mm-hmm. You know, so it frees up a little bit of money. It's obviously a cap move, which they can still cut Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. They would have to pay the remaining dead cap money over 2 years and all that stuff.
Right.
But the other interesting wrinkle is when you start reading some of the names that the Falcons are interested in to be the head coach,
yes,
they all have ties to Kirk Cousins.
They sure do.
Clint Kubiak was his offensive coordinator in Minnesota.
He was.
Stefanski and Cousins worked together.
Yes, they did.
Even LaFleur back in the day in Washington when that like super friends
group.
Yes,
he did.
Like the young group of guys that all went on to kind of run the NFL 15 years later. He was there too with Kirk. So Kirk's got ties to a lot of these guys.
He's got ties, and he would be the perfect bridge to whatever they want to do young. Just call it what it is. Just call it what it is. He would be.
What if?
He would be.
What if that happens? Mm-hmm. He restructures whatever. Mm-hmm. He wants to work with, say it's Clint Kubiak. Mm-hmm. And then he ends up being the bridge to Penix getting healthy. Mm-hmm. Penix actually coming back, playing in that offense, playing well. And Terry Fontenot's vision actually ends up working retroactively.
Well, you have the right coach.
You'd have to have the right coach.
Yeah,
you have the right
coach.
That would be crazy.
That'd be, yeah.
Terry would be like, come on.
Yeah,
you
man.
You kidding me?
Yeah, man.
I know the pass rusher had 10.5 that I drafted, and the safety had 5 interceptions, and Bijan's over there doing his thing, who I drafted. Mike, you just needed to give my quarterback plan a little bit more time.
Yeah, man.
I still don't think that's what's going to happen. I still feel like probably Kirk Cousins gets moved on from.
Yeah.
But because Kirk wants to sign a different contract. Like Kirk, and I mean, he would love this contract.
Exactly.
but if they're asking him to move money around like that and take less, like Kirk wants to see if he can be a free agent and get another contract before it's all said and done.
It's possible.
But maybe he plays one more year here and then gets cut and then gets that last contract. Because he's 37.
It's possible.
I don't know. Who knows?
Anything's possible.
Who knows?
Anything's possible. I tell you what's so
they got to hire a general manager and a coach first.
I thought they were doing that. But whenever you start, see certain people, just brightens your day up, even though my day's always bright. But I just saw Miss Joyce Littell by the elevator, and I just love that lady. And then I saw Rick Caffey's wife, Miss Caffey. I love that lady, man. Just makes your day just so much better when you get to see good people.
No kidding.
Just awesome.
Joyce Littell.
She's freaking awesome.
Amazing. I mean, she's a legend, right? Yeah. She's in like a million radio Hall of Fames and stuff like that. And she really likes our show.
Yes.
She's a big fan of the show.
Big hug. She gave me that big old, just a sweet lady. Like I said, I ain't seen Rick Caffey's wife in forever.
Yeah.
So it's good to see her also, man. So I guess they're having a nice party down there. Because I was like, what you doing up here? She's like, oh.
They're having a party?
I don't know. I was talking to Miss Caffey. I was like, what you doing up here? She's like, yeah, I just came to drop off food. She had a grocery cart.
Huh. Wow. Yeah. Down on 8, huh?
Yeah.
I had to go down.
No.
Oh, up here.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right down the hall. Right down the walking way down there.
I had to go down to 8 during one of our earlier commercial breaks to get drinkable water. You know? It's Flint, Michigan up here on 9, so you can't drink the tap water up here.
Hey, I found out the hard way, dude. I was like, because I had left my water, and so I'm like, I said, well, Andy drinks the water out the bathroom. Let me try though.
Only a couple times.
Oh, dude. It'd be
it's
one
not
time.
Good.
It'd be one time. Because I'll tell you what, I'm hurting right now because I'm doing this new gut cleanse, Andy. And so you're supposed to start it at night. And then so when you wake up in the morning, boy.
What are you doing?
Just certain supplements and stuff and everything, man. Just getting the guts clean, man. Getting the guts clean, man.
Your guts dirty?
Yeah, man.
Is there any muddy in there?
This ain't gonna lot of sleep.
Okay.
I was like, damn, I'm gonna go to work like this.
All right.
I will go to work. I am. I gotta go to work.
It's never good when the water you have to let the white part settle out.
Yes.
You know when you pour it out of the. You pour it out of the faucet and it's like cloudy, milky.
Yes, you got to wait.
You got to let it settle for a few minutes and turn clear. I don't know what that is, but it doesn't seem like a good thing. Who knows? Maybe that's good nutrients for your teeth.
I think it means you got old pipes.
Yeah.
If it's brown at first, you got rusty pipes.
Uh-huh.
Cloudy is just some other gunk in the pipes.
Yeah, but it's fine.
We used to just wait, like, you know, because
we used to drink out of the rubber hose.
Exactly.
All right? We're good.
Yeah.
We're all built for
nothing worse than that aftertaste, though.
Oh, it just,
you get that one hose to give you the aftertaste?
Well, you also have to, if you're the first one, you got to let it all run through. Otherwise, it's hot.
Yeah.
Like it's hot because the sun's been on it all day. Anyway, let's get to a college football corner here. I found something that makes me a little grumpier and I think is more dumb than all of the players that are already on the teams that we root for having to announce that they're coming back to the teams that we root for.
Right.
I get why it's happening. I understand why it's happening. But, it's the coaches for the team that's in the semifinal announcing that they're going to coach for that team in the semifinal. Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to remain with Ole Miss for the semifinal game. I think the running backs coach is back as well. There's four other guys that may not be back, but that's the world we live in, man. I know Lane Kiffin goes to LSU, and a lot of those guys are going with him. The funny rumor now, though, is that Charlie Weiss has done such a good job, he might get an NFL job.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty incredible.
And I think that's one of them ones, and the team you're talking about, they were talking about with the Giants, obviously because Jackson Dart there, so him not being the head coach per se, but – you
OC
know,
or something.
OC or something like that. He's come out and said that he doesn't, whatever. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes, man. But I think this game on Thursday, I mean, like Trinidad Chambliss, he did everything. He was the best player in the Sugar Bowl.
Yes.
And he has to be the best player against Miami. Mm-hmm. Now, Miami has not seen nothing like this dude.
Nope.
And they ain't seen, and as good as Georgia is, Ole Miss ain't seen nothing like this damn defensive line that's coming.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
As good as Georgia's defense had played down the stretch and their pass rush had gotten better,
it's
nothing compared to what those dudes on Miami's D-line can do.
It ain't what they about to face right now, man. So it's going to be a great challenge and everything. And I go back, you look at both of these playoff games, you got stability on one side, and then you got flux on the other side. When you look at Miami, Indiana.
Yeah.
Stability.
Stability.
Coaches, everybody.
Coaches
nobody's
staying,
leaving, everything like that.
Right.
You got Oregon, and you got damn Ole Miss.
Yeah.
We just talked about Ole Miss. Oregon, both their coordinators are double duty.
Both of them.
You know what I
mean? Tosh LaPoy is in Cal right now.
Yes.
Recruiting and He's getting names already because that's what he does. He's a great recruiter.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, he's hired to be the head coach of the Cal Golden Bears.
Yeah.
And their offensive coordinator got hired. I forget where he got hired, but he's leaving too. Stein is leaving too.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Yeah. So I mean, obviously he's doing the same thing. I mean, you have to think that plays a little bit of a role.
It has,
right?
Because my thing, I've always thought like this because I know because you're trying to get. Because you're trying, you're not going to a small, you're going to a smaller program, kind of. But like, you're going, Stein's going to Kentucky.
Right. You're going to the SEC.
Don't you want some of them dudes that Oregon's recruiting?
Right. The guys you're helping recruit, you're trying to get them to come play for you now.
Right.
Right. Which, like, if I'm Oregon, I'm like, that, you know.
Dude, you got to go.
Don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes I'm like, damn.
I know. The flip side of it for Ole Miss is like, you know. At some point, Lane Kiffin had to have made some difference, right?
Right.
Like, they now have more playoff wins than Lane Kiffin has in his life.
Yeah, man. And the thing about it is that they got a dude that's going to be a hell of a head coach. I think
it seems that way.
He's the one.
Pretty cool to find out how good you could be as a head coach in the playoffs.
Yes, yes. And then you look at it from a standpoint. I saw Lacy's coming back.
Yep.
They got some other guys coming in.
Sounds like they're going to get the waiver for Trinidad.
And then he's already, because I think a lot of people thought that Trinidad was going to go to LSU with Lane.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, no.
I'm staying.
If they can get this thing, I'm staying here. And so now you're Lane Kiffin because, I mean, it's not like he's swinging and missing on some of these quarterbacks also, which I say, okay, because Underwood's staying in Michigan for one year.
Staying in Michigan, and Sorsby's going to Texas Tech.
Where's Levitt going? Is he going to be able to get Levitt?
I don't know.
DJ Lagway, it seems like he's back out there because the kid at Auburn is going to Florida State.
The team that he left, that he was sure he had to go someplace else to win a national championship, two wins away from a national championship, and all the quarterbacks are going someplace else.
Yes. So DJ Lagway's back out there now because I thought he was going to Florida State.
Now they got Ashton Daniels.
And Florida State.
Championship.
Oh, good. And then we saw Philo just left to go to Florida.
Florida, right.
So does DJ Lagway come to Georgia Tech?
I bet they'd take him.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
I don't know.
Georgia Tech got an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's still all.
They lost their DC, too.
I know. So, I mean, Georgia Tech lost a lot. They lost their quarterback. They lost
a
center.
Tough offseason for Georgia
Tech. It's
been
a rough offseason. No, man. And then, you lose your coordinators and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, that is the world we're in as far as the transfer portal.
Yeah.
In and out.
The craziest one that I saw was the TCU quarterback. Tell me his name, Abe, if you can remember. Josh Hoover, who set, like, all the passing records at TCU last year and would be back to be their starter, leaving to go to Indiana.
Yes.
Now, I get it. Trust me. I understand what's happening right now. But that's just one of those things that TCU was in the national championship game, like, 4 years ago.
Yep.
Like, if you would have told us then that would happen, we'd be like, how? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Why would he do that? We get it now.
Yeah.
But
Indiana,
boy, what a crazy world.
Indiana got some dudes coming in also.
Signelli has
had a great transfer portal on. I mean,
got that receiver from Michigan State that people say is going to be a first-round draft pick, and they got that quarterback from TCU. So, like, this might not be a flash in the pan for Indiana.
I don't think it is. Yeah. I think Indiana has proven to me that they're the best team in the country. Mm-hmm. And I know we talk about the hardest thing so far that we have that has been proven is beating a team twice in the same year.
That's right.
And if any team could do it, I think it's them.
Yeah, all the rematches between the really, really good teams have been split.
Yes.
The team that lost the first one won the second one. Georgia, Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and obviously Oregon and Indiana are going to play for a second time. That would be it's a tough thing to do for sure. Oregon's getting a lot of their guys back too,
and that's one of the big things right there. And they're good. Mm-hmm. They're good. And then you look at it, the quarterback matchup with Moore. Like, is he like? And I know, Bo, you do have that sound, the Todd McShay sound. We're talking about Dante Moore and them. Like, seriously,
do you want to use that in the back page? Okay, we'll use that in the back
page. Seriously,
yeah,
it's the damn Jets. Peyton Manning said no to the Jets, went back to the Z.
Yeah. Well, the Raiders have the first pick.
It's the Ram Raiders.
Yeah. No, I said the latest mock draft I saw had had Mendoza 1, Moore 2. I mean, all the scouts are going to be at that game. Whoever plays better might end up being the number one pick.
But Mendoza can't go. Mendoza has to come out.
He has to come out. I know.
Moore got to come out.
Go back.
They got Joe and Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast live for opening day of the Atlanta Boat Show at the Georgia World Congress Center. They're going to be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 as the largest and longest running boat show in the region gets underway. That's Dukes and Bell from the Atlanta Boat Show this Thursday, right after us.
I also know it's not the same thing and it's not long term and it's not pro football, but like Oregon could also give Dante Moore like a pretty similar amount of money that he would get. You know what I mean? Not quite.
They can't get, no.
He's going to get a lot.
He's going to get a lot, Bunk, But he ain't getting number two overall pick.
Right, it's not going to be that, and it's not long-term.
But it's a lot.
And all that. But it's still a lot.
Yeah, it's still a lot.
It's something to think about.
Yes, it is. Especially if I got to go to the Jets.
Exactly. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Atlanta Drive Report here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. The TGL is back for year two. Obviously, Atlanta defending their championship from year one. They're taking on the Bay Golf Club tonight, 5 o'clock. ESPN looking to stay unbeaten. Team coordinator Ben Helmrath joins us on the show right now. Ben, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good,
doing
good.
Well. What can you tell us about? Because I know, obviously, nice to get the win in the first match, but some injuries the team was dealing with. Who's back? Who's feeling good? Who's going to be able to play tonight?
Yeah, so we've got Patrick Cantlay back tonight, which will be great. And then in addition, we still have Chris Goddard up playing for us. Mm-hmm. So Lucas, unfortunately, is still out. So we have Billy, Chris, and Patrick.
Then when that, because last year was the inaugural year of it, and so you learn things, you adjust things, and you kind of change things from year one to year two. What have been some of the changes with the league as far as something maybe they wanted to update from year one, or has it been?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that we've seen so far is the green complex. So the green is about 40% bigger. Okay. So these holes play a lot different now when you're 250 yards out into a really small green. We had to think a lot more about where to chip from, because it was more likely that you were going to be chipping than putting. And now that the green's gotten bigger, you have to now start thinking more about where to place on the green, because now you're thinking, I've got longer putts. So, I mean, we saw in our match a lot of long putts drop, which I think is fun for everybody to see happen. But it changes a little bit how we think about approaching the holes.
We saw some fun news regarding Brad Guzan. Is going to be is it a limited partner? Is that what it's called? But I know he's going to be involved with the team. Tell me what his, I don't know if you've seen it. I'm sure you will at some point. What's his golf swing look like?
That's a great question. I have not seen it.
Okay.
We will we'll be pleasantly surprised here soon. Maybe we'll get him to grab a club and we'll see what he can do into the screen. I don't know. We'll see what we can make happen tonight.
What is he going to be doing with the team, though, just for folks that may not have heard the news?
Yeah, no, he came on as a limited partner, similar to some of the other ones we have. I think we have five or six now. Mm-hmm. So it's more just in support of it. You know, I think he's obviously a huge supporter of Atlanta through his connection with Atlanta United, and then obviously a fan of golf, and this is kind of a way to marry both of those. So it's more just to be involved and essentially promote it a little bit as well, just to showcase, again, I think his love for both the city and the game of golf.
Well, Ben, we appreciate the time. As always, good luck tonight. We'll talk soon.
Kick some, you know, awesome. What?
Thanks, guys.
Ben Helmrath there, team coordinator, Atlanta Drive, as TGL season number two is underway. They won their first match. They face the Bay Golf Club tonight. Again, that's 5 o'clock on ESPN. They won the championship last year. And I remember last year, like, you'd tune into the matches and Arthur Blank would be there. Mm-hmm. I think Matt Ryan was there with him for mm-hmm. one of them. Some of the other members of the Falcons. I'm sure Brad Guzan. I don't know. Will Arthur Blank even be there tonight? He's got a lot going on. Maybe he will be. I don't know. He was there last week. Okay, well, maybe he will be. Yeah. Maybe him and Brad will be sitting next to each other. I have to imagine, because Brad's left-handed, right? Like, he always he kicks with his left foot, so I assume he's left-handed. Probably has a left-handed golf swing.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of a bigger guy.
He's a big dude.
Yeah. I could see it being kind of baseball-ish.
What's the buy-in on something like this?
Good question. Probably more a you question than a me question.
I'm just saying, like, how can we get in on something like this?
I don't know, man. Maybe Thursday. I don't know. We'll probably have somebody on the show on Thursday, whether it's Arthur Blank or somebody. You could ask him.
I would. You know what?
Arthur, what's it look like to be one of these limited partners?
I would ask. I would, man, because that's the new thing. People are buying, like, soccer teams and everything like that.
Pickleball teams.
Yeah, I'm not invested in that.
How come?
No. I don't want to offend anybody who likes pickleball.
It's a growing,
sport.
It's the fastest growing sport in the United States.
It's a fun sport. It really is. It's a fun sport.
You played it?
Hell no, I never played it. But it looks fun, and I'm not. Again, I don't want to get everybody. Do you know how everybody get it up in their freaking feelings about something? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything wrong with pickleball. I say this is not some investment that I want to invest in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying I want to invest in the TG that thing, but the ladies soccer team that's coming. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. Then maybe I could come on a guest on Tuesday.
Joining us now on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy is Randy.
Hey, well, Randy, he was. I mean,
tell us about your matchup tonight, Randy.
Yeah.
You were knighted in 2025. Yeah, we gotta, you know, continue adding to the titles. That's all.
Yeah. Team owner would be a good next.
All I need to own is a percent.
That's right. Then you're an owner.
I'm an owner.
Yeah. Then you're an owner.
Yeah. A percent.
Exactly.
Unless it's Green Bay, that doesn't really count.
A percent.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't entirely count. But yeah, like if you're a percent owner of the women's soccer team here or whatever it is, yeah, then you're an owner.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool right there. Yeah, get us, anything you need, Buck.
Up the profile.
Anything you need,
I already
Buck.
Have a cool scarf they sent over. The women's soccer scarf they sent. It's good.
Yeah, I got
one. Warmed my neck during the cold months.
Yeah. Which one was that? The cold week?
Like a week ago, yeah.
The cold week.
I wore it at the Wade Ford tailgate show on Sunday, actually. It was freezing.
The cold week.
Or on Monday when we did the Monday Night Football game. All right, let's get to the back page with Buck.
The cold week.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So before we get to a couple of stories about some pretty crappy football teams and organizations, I'll tell you what, Snoop's everywhere.
Yes.
Who knew that what we needed in our lives was Snoop on ESPN calling Dubs clips last night?
Oh, look at Steve Kerr. He's all the way out here.
Uh-oh, Steve, don't get thrown out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up. Steve ready to fire on him.
He's already gone.
Steve banging Englewood right now. Englewood. Get him, Steve. You in Englewood, Steve.
Oh, my goodness.
The Arizona Wildcat that came out and look at it.
Hit it. Hold on.
Steve ready to get him. Look at him. That's that Arizona Wildcat.
When he got that rah. How is it? Because you remember when he did the hockey thing?
Yep.
How is it that he just happened to be there last night and this happened?
At
the wildest damn moment of Steve Kerr about to get going, losing his mind.
He was losing it. Steve mad. I never seen him that mad.
Steve Kerr was amazing.
And it was like a missed call, but it was just a missed goaltending call in the third quarter.
I had never seen him that livid.
Yeah.
Like having to be held back.
There's some other stuff going on for him to be that mad about that goaltending. It was John Collins, by the way, the goaltender on the Gary Payton Jr. layup.
It does seem like stuff's going on.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, some stuff's going on in Golden State, mainly with him in the organization.
I mean, it feels a lot of things feel like they're coming to an end there. I mean, those guys are it's been going on for so long. And they got off to a really nice start, but they've come back down to earth. I think they're actually a game under 500 now because they lost that game last night.
Right.
Jimmy Butler had a look at a fadeaway.
He missed so bad.
He
missed so damn bad.
Yeah, now they defended him well, but still, like, that's a Jimmy Butler
shot. That's Jimmy Butler.
In the playoffs, Jimmy makes that
shot. And he missed bad.
Same things happen to me, Randy, and I know they're really bad this year, but every time I watch the Clippers, they look really good. Like, Kawhi scored 50 a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
they beat the hell out of the Hawks a couple times. Uh-huh. Like, I know. Okay. But remember last year they tricked me?
Yep.
And they almost beat the Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs last year, which was a pretty good series.
Yeah.
Like, one of the best series in the playoffs last year.
So it's widely speculated that Fernando Mendoza will go number one overall to the Raiders, who have that pick. So the Jets, also in need of quarterback help, are going to be picking number two. Here's Todd McShay urging Oregon quarterback Dante Moore. Maybe you want to go back to school or call the Raiders.
If you're representing Dante Moore, with the Raiders, you know you have an organization steep in history with an owner who's trying to do the right thing, misguided at times, brings in Tom Brady, who can be a source of, like, helping, although this first go-round was not pretty. Would you or would you not, as the representation or the rep for Dante Moore, kind of reach out to the Raiders and say, hey, my client's trying to make a decision. Give me, we can live with going to 30 of the 32 teams. I can't allow him to go to the New York Jets. So I can allow my client to go back to Oregon and have another season, or you can pretty much promise me that he's going to be the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Is that so far-fetched? Because I know
it's not, but we're
not
listening.
One single player in this entire draft, unless they grew up a Jets fan or have some kind of family tie, wants to be a New York Jet.
Not one.
He has no. I mean,
why would you?
Why would you, man? But
you had choices.
If you have choices, but why would you, man? They're just bad. They got a lot of compensation for the Sauce Gardner and the Quinton Williams and everything like that. So they have opportunities to get some young talent in there. It's still the freaking Jets. It's still Jets.
Yeah, I mean, if the Raiders is a better option,
the Raiders a better option
to beg them to take you first
and a much
overall,
better option.
Why are they calling the Raiders a much better? Because of Tom Brady?
Yeah, I guess
ownership
I don't know.
And Tom Brady.
But
I think,
ownership with the Raiders
what
is crazy.
What about ownership?
Well, but in the Raiders have history against the Jets. I guess you got to go too far back to Namath.
They both have history.
They both have.
Yeah, I know. His arguments for the Raiders. I was like, Tom Brady's doing what? For helping? Okay. Didn't work the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They just fired everybody. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing, though. The teams that have the top picks tend to be the worst teams. That's how it works. What they do.
I'm sure the Jets have probably wronged McShay at some point.
Drafts like, oh,
life,
maybe that's
what
it is. It could be a bias. Yeah. You never know.
Garbage.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Neither one of those situations is good. I don't know how great a quarterback would have to be to drag those franchises out of where they are right now. But, yeah, it's not a good place to go to.
So with the news coming out of the Kirk Cousins contract restructuring, you know, people are still mad at Kirk for being hurt last night or last season and playing through it. Like, still mad. Liar! He should apologize to the fans of the Atlanta Falcons. That's kind of halfway true. People need to understand that this is what athletes do. Nobody's going to be like, excuse me, sir, I'm hurt. I don't think I can play in the next game. So here's Russell Wilson talking about having to also hide an injury. This is season, week two, as they're in Dallas.
I played that game, you know, I tore my hamstring on Friday in practice, the last play of practice. And I had a grade two. I couldn't tell anybody. I had to go play on it just because I knew the circumstance I had to play on it. And no matter what, I actually ended up going to the Dallas Mavericks facility training and, kept it quiet, just tried to get treatment on it. And just knowing that I probably couldn't run from the goal line to the 10-yard line if I wanted to, but I feel like I got to play this game.
So he mentioned the circumstances.
He threw for 400 yards that game.
He threw for 450 yards.
Oh, yeah.
They lost at the end of overtime.
Yeah. He was throwing deep
from a Brandon
balls,
Aubrey
like,
kick.
Crazy in that
Now, the very next week, he sucked. They got blown out by the Chiefs. Yeah. Jackson Dart starts week four. But the circumstance was Jackson Dart. He couldn't come clean with the injury because of Jackson Dart being ready to start.
Same thing with Kirk.
Exactly. That's what athletes are going to do. Just for a little bit of context there.
That don't make it right.
For nobody.
It don't make it right.
Well, it doesn't make it right because he's hurt and he made the team worse.
Yes.
My question is,
but they're all going to do it.
Why? Who's he telling that to now and why?
Why?
Like, what's the point of telling that story into a microphone retroactively? Like, who's benefiting that?
Yes.
Does it make him seem cool or tough or something that he did that? Like,
I don't know.
Is that angling towards another contract from someone?
It's too much pillow talking in sports.
That's like, yeah. Like
lots of pillow talking.
Too much pillow talking.
You played hurt. Cool.
Yeah. We all played hurt.
Here are some reporters trying to pillow talk DK Metcalf before he comes back this weekend.
Can you explain to us what happened in Detroit?
You had to be the one to ask, huh? No, I can't.
What was that process like as far as the appeals and talking with the NFL? Just kind of, can you walk us through that process?
I can't walk y'all through nothing that happened.
Were you surprised that the appeal was upheld and didn't go the other way?
Yeah, but that's all I can say.
I respect that you don't and can't really go into a lot of it, but is there anything you would like to clarify about misinformation or anything else?
I can't say nothing about what happened.
Is that because there's ongoing
I can't say anything happened for the fifth time.
How many times?
Why let the man move on.
Why can't you and your people accept that?
I mean, it's a story, so obviously I have to try to get something, but when he made it clear after the first couple times, right. I literally can't talk about it, guys.
Right.
I can't talk about it.
But
it doesn't matter.
But then you hit back with what can you talk about?
I think that, you know, there's three people there, clearly maybe four. I think maybe they thought they could be the one to ask the right way.
Right.
I mean, again, I understand wanting to find out from DK Metcalf because it's the first time they've had a chance to talk to him since. Yeah, but when he says I can't because...
Yeah, it's still ongoing, so just move on.
I can't. Maybe. Can't talk about
Stop
it.
Stop trying to ask it four
literally,
different ways.
No way you ask this question. Can I answer your question? I don't know. It all seemed fine. Like, I don't know. He didn't seem like he was mad about it. He just said for the fifth time.
He actually handled that very well.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, they're kind of, maybe one question was too many, but I don't know.
You can tell it starts to irritate him at the end.
Yeah.
But hey, no cursing. No disrespect to reporters. He's ready to play some ball.
Yeah, everybody kind of did what they were supposed to do and moved on, right?
Okay.
Didn't seem that bad to me.
It was terrible to me.
Why?
I don't know. That's what.
Yeah. Y'all seen the stuff about this guy's was nephew terrible. Supposedly outing him for this conspiracy?
DK
about?
Should be allowed to punch that guy
he
in
should.
The face.
Yes, he should.
Yeah. That's what's terrible about it. Like, that guy's such a dork. He might be the number one biggest loser, like, involved with the NFL in this season.
That may
what
be.
An absolute dork. He had a press conference with a backwards
press
hat.
With a backwards hat.
What a loser. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the final hour of the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.